a straight board and put a lot of little cross boards for them to climb. And they climb up there and roost in the trees. And then I've seen the times that we had a hen house, you know. Put a hen house with a lot of cross boards and they'd all get in there and sleep in there. And you could lock it at night. Long time ago, we didn't lock nothing. You didn't have to.
And you were feeding your chickens and you had to call them in. How'd you call your chickens?
Chee-chee!
Okay. Did you have a little kind of just a rude little shelter for them to run out from under the rain? A chicken coop?
Chicken coops. She had chicken coops. Like to tell you, when they run under the rain, they run under, if you had a big tree, then to roost in, they'd run under that tree, or you had chicken coops or under the house, mostly.
When you ate a chicken, what was the part that children like to have so that they could pull it apart and see how it'll break?
Breastbone.
Wishbone. What was the larger piece and what did it mean?
Well, I always did quarter my chicken. Like I take the wing and cut it in two, cut it off. In other words, I dejoint all my chickens. When I cut my hen, I cut the wing right at the joint, and then I cut that first part of the wing off. It makes two pieces. Do this, and then I cut I call this bone. The thigh and the other piece. What's the name of it? Hey, brain.
What?
Drumstick.
Drumstick. The thigh and the drumsticks together. Well, that makes two pieces too. So then you take and cut the breast right across here, and that takes the wishbone, and that part of it, and then you cut this part in half, the other part in half. And then you cut the backbone in two pieces too. Or you cut it four pieces if you want to cut big. That's the way I cut my chicken. I dejoint all my chicken.
Now,
at every joint.
The inside parts of the chicken that you eat, liver, heart, gizzard, that's chicken?
Yeah. Giblets.
Giblets. Okay. You cut them up, and what about the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat?
You call that entrails. Or,
you know what haslets were? Or squib or pluck or chitlins? You ever hear that?
I've heard of chitlins.
You ever eat them?
I don't think I ever did, but I know what it is and how it's made. But I never did. We never did do that. What we did, my husband did, when he was married before. I've heard him, he told me that. But I always took the guts, the tube in the guts and cleaned them out if I wanted to use them. And made sausage with them, you know, or a boudin. You know what they call boudin? Well, that's what we've always done with the guts.
Do you ever make anything else out of the blood, besides the boudin?
Yeah, well, you mean blood pudding?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do it right now because I don't know how to save the blood, but my husband used to know how. But yeah. As far as white boudin, I love white boudin. I know how to make it. And I take the head, make half. The head, the feet, and the ears, and make hog head cheese. And the jowls right here, you know where it's fat? Take that fat part of any kind of chunky fat that you find, or little chunks of flesh that didn't fit just exactly, or you found a place to cut off, then you boil that tender, real tender, and now you put it in your pot, boil it tender. Take it out and then you season it real good. The better you season it, the better it is. And then you have a lot of onion tops and parsley and bell pepper and celery. A lot of seasoning.